My name is Birdie, and I'm a medium. That means I can communicate with spirits, amongst other things. I started seeing spirits before I can even remember. I grew up feeling cursed, but now I am taking control of my abilities.
My name is Robert, and I'm an energy worker. That means I'm in tune with the flow of energies that surround us. I'm immersing myself in the paranormal to discover where my path will take me.
Welcome to our Spirit Diaries. Hello, and welcome to the Spirit Diaries. My name is Birdie.
Mine's Robert.
And I just want to thank you all for listening to our podcast about growing up with spooky stuff.
Yeah, and we are super appreciative for all of you guys' support. As we like to say, as much as possible, we like to just remind you guys, like, we are thankful for all of the messages, all of the comments, all of the tweets and retweets and...
The tweets and the twats.
All the tweets and the twits and the twatters and just... All of it. We are so appreciative of all the support.
Well, and the subscribers on YouTube, you guys like doing so great. You're like sharing our stuff and it's just, my heart is melting.
We are like, I know that has been a big push and that has been like skyrocketing up and we're super appreciative.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have been getting so many more comments and interactions on everything.
I know.
And I want to say thank you. And if there is anybody that wants to help support us in the podcast and all of everything we earn goes back into doing what we do, you can do so on Etsy.com/shop/spirit diaries, where Birdie has mixed up a whole bunch of products for you guys, from incense to candles of different smells and scents that we have all around our house. We have the sprays for the room sprays and t-shirts. If you guys want to rep some merch, that is literally 3/4 of my closet. So, and then also you can go to myspiritdiaries.com and check out our website and just keep showing us the love. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah. And we also have our Patreon, which is patreon.com/spiritdiaries. And over there, I have been working at uploading our uncut and extended footage from all of our investigations. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see behind the scenes of us in the car traveling there, there's like a half hour of footage of us traveling there. And in the episodes, you only see like a few minutes. You can see more footage of us at these locations, footage from our static cams that are extended. So if you want to have the full experience of like what it was really like, you can check out these extended cuts. And of course, we put the most interesting stuff in the episode, but there's also a lot of interesting stuff that I had to cut because of time. Mm-hmm. So I know our episodes are just like so long, but I tried to make them as short as possible. Yeah. And there's some stuff I cut. So if you are interested in seeing the like long extended versions and for some reason you just want to immerse yourselves in our little wild world, we will very much appreciate that. And that is one of the tiers on Patreon where you can have access to hours and hours and hours and hours of footage. So if you are interested, feel free to check that out and support us over there. And yeah, just thank you guys for rating the podcast. That's so cool. So if you haven't already, if you could give it a rating, that would just make our day. And thank you.
We love you.
Oh my goodness. Now somebody just closed out the podcast. They're like, this is not for me. So back on me and my newly found medium friend, I just was so elated that she trusted me enough to help her. We had exchanged readings and oh yeah, her reading of me was so great. I totally forgot. So I had read her and I had gotten an exact phrase verbatim mm-hmm. with her. And I hadn't got that before. I hadn't got like a very specific full sentence. And it was a piece of a poem that her mom reiterated to her, and her mom had passed. So it was so cool. The reading was so cool. Anyways, there was a lot more cool stuff for that stood out to me. When she read me, she couldn't. She's like, I can't read you. And I was like, that's fine. And she felt so bad because I had just given her this like huge long reading, and she's like, you are a weirdo. And I was like, I have heard.
That makes sense. I'm a vampire.
No. I wasn't doing that again. I have not used that joke ever again. I have never claimed to be a vampire again, because that poor woman, I swear to God, this is a story she must tell. There was this one time this actual vampire came into the clinic.
I'm pretty sure she was dead.
I know. So, no, I told her it was fine. I had heard all the time that I was a weirdo, and I had exchanged readings with other mediums, and I always went first because I knew half of them would be like, I get nothing. I'm like, cool, it's fine. Don't worry about it. So she was doing the same thing, and she's like, no. She's like, give me some time. She's like, if you have time, can I just sit here and stare at you? And I was like, yes.
Stare into your eyes.
So that's actually her method.
Really?
Yes. So how she read people was staring into their eyes. Like, she would just hardcore look into your eyes, and that's how she connected. Which is so funny, because I have such a hard time making eye contact with people, mm-hmm. and I actually actively avoid making eye contact with people and or spirits.
I accidentally make eye contact with everyone, and it gets me in trouble.
I know. That's another story for another day. Anyways, she's staring at me, and she's like, the weirdest thing is, like, you're just wearing this lion mask. And I was like, what? And she's like, there is this lion, like, mask-like thing in front of you. She's like, and it is not letting me reach you. And I was like, you're spot on. Anyways, let's move on, because I didn't need anything else. Like, and she's like, what? She's like, that was the most vague thing I could have said. And I was like, no, honestly, it's not. I was like, I see a lion in my house all the time. I was like, so I'm not surprised that you're seeing a lion. I was like, I have no idea what this means. I was like, but I very sincerely appreciate that. And I was like, you know, throughout my life, there's always been this reoccurring, like, lion a type of theme. And I was like, I've never, you know, particularly been obsessed with, like, lions or, you know, that at all. Like, I don't know. I didn't know where it came from, but her saying that, I'm like, you're legit. I'll take it. So
enough said.
Yeah. You know, there's a ton of things that you could have said, but, like, that was one of them to where I was like, yep. So she had asked me, like, if I can connect to this spirit. And she didn't tell me anything about it. She's just like, she has a circle in person at her house. And she's like, this one spirit won't leave. She came from another person, and she just will knock it out. So I knew it was female, but that was it. And she's like, I really need your help, because I can't get the spirit out of my house. She's, you know, causing all sorts of problems. And she's like, I'm not going to go further. Just, what can you get from her, and how do I get her out? And so I was like, okay, I was like, let me see if I can connect to a spirit so far away, because I had never done, you know, communicating with a spirit without a person. So when I normally do, like, long distance readings, a few of you have asked how far of distance. The furthest I've read is from the US to Singapore. So across the world. Mm-hmm. And it's worked. So, but I always focus on the living person's energy. So this was the first time I had no living person energy to connect to. I only had, like, a theoretical spirit that I had to connect to. Mm-hmm. So I was excited for the challenge. And I did. I connected to her. And I had seen her. And she was a woman in her 30s. She had dark hair, and she was wet and dripping. And she was crying, and she was panicked, and she had told me that she had to get to her son. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, my son, he's dying. I need to get to him now. And I was totally caught off guard, because I'm like, what the heck? This lady did not prep me for this. So I was like, what do you mean? What happened? And then I got this, like, flash of her driving a car. She had lost control. It had went over the edge of a road and into a lake, and mm-hmm. it sunk and she drowned. And she, while she was drowning, she was looking at her son, who was in the passenger seat, freaking out. And she's like, I got to get him out. Is he, he's still stuck in there. He's still stuck in the car. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And I was like, I'm either going to be completely on the money or this lady is never going to talk to me again. So I told her, I was like, I think she drowned. And she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, you're right. She's like, because we've been finding puddles of water around our house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, puddles? Whoa. I was like, physical puddles of water? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, she's dripping.
Yeah.
Like, that is so cool. Like, not cool that she died, but like, cool in the sense of like, scientifically, that something non-physical is creating physical puddles of water.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
I don't know.
So I was just like, oh my gosh. And we were excited over this because we were figuring out her story. And I was like, she told me she died in this car crash. And she's like, oh, she's like, somebody in the circle got a car crash. And I was like, yeah, it was like, she told me she like drove into a river and drowned. And she's like, oh my gosh. And I was like, but it's her son. And she's like, somebody else said something about her son. So we're like, she's telling me as I am giving this reading, like, oh my gosh. Okay. Somebody else had a small piece. Somebody else had a small piece. Somebody else had a small piece. Mm-hmm. That was like verifying what I had gotten. And she's like, I have to figure out where this is. She's like, because this person picked her up and we had narrowed down a radius of where this crash could have happened based on where this person had gotten this lady attached to them from. And she was basically just like hitchhiking from medium to medium trying to get a medium to help. And she ended up getting this lady who ended up contacting me. So yay. And we had found the news article of this woman who had crashed the car into the lake. And it had only happened like 6 months prior mm-hmm. to this. And I was like, what happened to her son? I was like, because this is what she's worried about. And the son also drowned.
Mm-hmm.
They had that the mom had died first. He had died second. And so she didn't know he died.
Right.
And she didn't know if he got out or not. So he was buried in a separate location than where she was buried. So they were separated when they were buried.
Mm-hmm.
And I told this lady, I was like, you know, I was like, I think you might benefit if you go visit his grave with her. I was like, take her with you to mm-hmm. visit his grave. I was like, and you might have to tell her like that he did die, but I mean, I'm sure they can connect somehow on the other side.
Right.
I was like, if she knows he's somewhere on that side, hopefully she can find him and maybe she'll leave. So she's like, okay, I'll keep you updated. And she went and she found the boy's grave and she took this spirit with her. And when they were at the gravesite, she came back and she never felt that spirit again. And so I'm hopeful that she maybe reunited with her son somehow.
Yeah, and was able to move on.
It was wild. I felt so good about that one. And that's when my whole perspective started changing to where I was like, I don't want to give people readings. I want to give spirits readings. Like, this goes back to like being on Team Spirit. Like, humans are great and all, and I love all of you, but there's just something different about spirit that I feel like I connect to spirits more than I do humans.
Right.
I know that sounds so weird, but
I feel like that kind of goes back to the giving a voice to the voiceless.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be like a savior or anything.
No.
Like, but they needed help. Mm-hmm. And there were so many spirits who needed their own readings, basically. Like, that lady didn't need to communicate a message to a loved one. She needed to communicate a message to a medium to help her.
Right.
And I liked that. I was like, this is cool.
Right.
And I felt like, you know, it was kind of like this little, like, detective thing. We had found out where he was, and we had figured out who she was, and we had, like, solved a mystery. It honestly, like, spoke to my soul so much. I was like, this is where, you know, I'm supposed to be. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I had accepted, you know, I have a mediumship. I can't get rid of it. And if I have it, you know, this is more so what I wanted to do. And at this time, I had also had this woman who was stalking me and flat out stalking me to get a reading. She was making sure she showed up everywhere I was in town, where I was going grocery shopping. She kept showing up at my work, to where I had to hide at work. I hid at work for literally 2 hours because she knew I was supposed to be there. And I didn't want to give this woman a reading. And
you had vocalized that too.
I told her. I told her blatantly. She asked me for a reading and I flat out said no.
So please, if you ever come into contact with a medium or know someone is a medium and they politely tell you no, they can't do a reading, just leave it there.
I had told her specifically why. I told her I did not want to give her a reading because she did not want to hear what I had to say. And I was like, it is nothing against you. It was like, but I was like, I give my readings in a very specific way. It was like, and I'm not going to give you this reading. It's like, you can find a different medium. It cannot be me. And why is because her son was battling with this disease that was killing him. It was leukemia, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was leukemia. And she was like, is he going to make it? And she was very, very wealthy. He had gotten the best care possible. And she's like, just, I want a reading and I want to know about him. And I want to know about like people on the other side and what they think about this. And instantly, when she asked me, I had seen this boy covered in this black goop, which is what I see when I see cancer, or an illness that's going to kill you. And basically, the more black goop you have, the more likely you are not to recover. It's just how it visualizes for me personally. And I could not see him with how much black goop was on him. And I just knew that he wasn't going to make it. And like I said, I don't lie to people. I didn't want to give her a reading because it's not my place to be like, yeah, he's not going to make it. Because what if I was wrong?
Right.
I'm not all knowing. I'm not a god. Mm-hmm. I'm not anybody. I'm somebody with a weird little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I it was not my place. And I also wasn't going to give her a reading and be this person who was like, yeah, keep fighting. Keep doing this. It's working. It's that. Like, because then I would be lying. And again, I'm not a counselor. Like, I didn't, that's not my place. And I'm not going to say, yeah, your mom's cheering him on. Like, I couldn't do it. So I told her no. I just declined. It was not going to be a good thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not me. You can't, like, don't ask me to lie to you. And I'm not going to tell you the truth because it's harsh.
Right.
I could have been wrong. I could have been wrong. He died a few months later. And at that point, she had understood why I didn't give her a reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt horrible. But that was the final reading I ever wanted to give. At that point, I was done reading people because I didn't want to do it. And the reading I had given before that was very dark. There was a lot of abuse brought up. There was a lot of very horrible, horrible, awful things that had been brought up in that reading. And one of the major things that I can talk about, I don't want to talk about this person's, what they had gone through. It's horrible. And nobody should have to go through that. But it all came up in their reading. But one of the things that came up that was even more disturbing for them is that they had this friend who had died in a car crash. And when she talked to me, she was speaking nonsensical. And she kept trying to say this one thing to me. And it just kept coming out with like all these S's. And it was just mixed up. And it was strange. And I was telling her verbatim, like, she's saying this, she's saying this, she's saying this. And I was like, it's not making sense. I was like, does it make sense to you? Because I can't figure out, you know, why she's talking nonsensical.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, she was drunk when she died. And I'm like, oh, crap. she's still drunk. Mm-hmm. Like, it had clicked as soon as she said that. I'm like, oh my gosh, the spirit's drunk. And then when I said that, she's like, she's freaked out. She's like, what do you mean she's still like drunk and confused? And she got so wigged out because this had happened like 20, 30 years ago. And she's like, do you mean she's been wandering around drunk on the other side, confused about what happened since then? And I had no answer.
Mm-hmm.
I had no answer. I was also freaked out because I'm like, that's freaking horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me this girl's been over there for 30 years slurring her words and stumbling around, like
just stuck in her death state.
Yeah. And that's when I realized people could get stuck in death states. Mm-hmm. Especially traumatic deaths can get you like stuck until like there's this level of acceptance, I think, on the spirit side of what happened. And I mean, time's different, you know, time doesn't really exist if you think about it. So like, you know, it may not have been 30 years for her. So it was disturbing. And then after that, with that lady, I knew I couldn't give readings to people anymore. And I had also been getting inundated with people being like, well, Jimmy, say yes to go to the dance with me. And like, I'm not a psychic. Like, I don't look into a crystal ball and go, yes, on the 24th of May, you're going to meet a man named Jimmy and he's going to fall in love and he's going to have blue eyes and red hair. And there's some people who are like that. There's some people who are flat out psychics. Like, they can peg the future down to a T. That's not me. Mm-hmm. I don't have that ability. And I started getting asked like lots of psychic questions, like, when will I get married? When will I do this? Or is this the right, you know, degree path for me? I'm like, I don't know. Do you have a dead person you want to talk to?
It almost like they started treating you like a magic eight ball.
Yes.
Like, or like, I know for a while there, you started getting like the same person like every 2 to 3 days who's just hitting you back up with the same questions.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing's changed.
Yeah. I started getting people who were wanting regular readings. And I had this one person who was scheduling a reading with me every single Friday so they could talk to their mom. And, you know, the spirit world is strange, right? Because it's not like a telephone call to where it's like, there's nothing new. I feel like spirits talk in very big picture things, like lots of closure stuff, but nothing to where this lady just, I think she started seeing me as her mom reincarnated, to where she would like just want to talk to me, because when she talked to me, she felt like she was talking to her mom.
Right.
And I felt bad, and that was not what I was there for. And I had to tell her, like, listen, I've given you a reading. Your mom has come through solidly. I was like, she's not coming through anymore. And she wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like, she had said all she needed to say. And every time I tried to channel her, it had stopped. And it's like, I told her, like, you guys can all talk to spirit. If you want to talk to a spirit right now, you can. Like, we can all communicate. You don't have to talk through a medium. I feel the same way about people who feel like they have to be in a spiritual space to communicate with spirits or a higher power. I don't believe that. I think you can do it absolutely anywhere. But the final straw for me with giving readings to people was my boss friend. So she had asked me to hang out with her one night, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And she was going to have a few friends there to meet me. And I was excited because, like I said, we had only been living in this place for a little while, so I didn't know very many people. So I was excited to meet some new friends. And as I was getting ready to go, I started like coughing and choking, and I started vomiting, and I had actually developed bruises around my throat. Physical bruises.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
And I was like crying and shaking. And I was like, I don't think I can go tonight. I was like, there's a girl who's there. And I was like, this feels like some sort of like throat, like cancer type thing. It feels like her throat's like closing in on her. Like, and I was like, I don't know what it is, but like, I feel like my throat's choking me. Mm-hmm. And I was really hesitant, and I texted my friend and I was like, I don't think I can come. And she's like, no, please come. She's like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm getting like some like psychic stuff. Like, I was like, I don't think I can come. And she's like, no, come anyways, it'll be fine. And I'm like a pretty antisocial person. So I was like, I gotta go outside of my bubble. I should probably communicate with something else besides spirit. So I was like, okay, I'll come. And I went. And as soon as I showed up, her and her friends were all like sitting in a circle drinking wine. And they're like, yay, the medium's here. Woo, 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 woo. And I looked behind me, actually. Like, I legit, like, was like, who? What? Did you guys invite a medium?
Someone walked in behind me.
I'm like, which medium is here? Like, who? And then I was like, oh, no, she didn't. And she's like, I just want to... And I appreciate her pushing me outside of my comfort zone sometimes. This was so inappropriate. I was so pissed off. She was like, I didn't tell you, but you're actually doing a group reading tonight. And she's like, that's why you were getting so much information. She's like, because I asked them all to send spirits your way so you could start getting messages. Do not ever send spirits anybody's way.
Ever.
I have an older sibling who freaking loves to do this to me. He was like, oh, I summoned something and I sent it to your house to see if you'd say something. And I'm like, God damn it, you fucking
like, don't do that. It's like, you know how long it takes to clear that shit out?
Oh my God. He did it constantly. And like, he's like, I just wanted to see if it was real.
If you'd get something.
I was like, yes, I get something. Now shut up. And I had to give him, the final time that made him stop is I gave him a reading. And he's like, how'd you know that? And I'm like, because I'm a fucking medium. So anyways, don't send shit people's way. Like, don't do that. So I was so mad, but all these people here are like smiling at me. It's all these women and they're like mid 30s to 40s. And they're just like, this is the best night I've had in so long.
Like, I was not here for this.
I was so mad. I was so mad. And like, these people were moms. They had full-time jobs. They had all successfully convinced their husbands to watch the kids for the night. And they're like, you don't understand. This never happens. And
we've been pre-gaming since noon.
I felt so bad. I felt so bad. Oh my God. Like, so I was like, okay, I guess I'll give a reading. And then I sat down and I looked at the woman who had been causing me this throat pain. And I like nearly started convulsing. And it was so severe. And I pulled my friend out of the room. I was like, you know, one second, ladies, one second. And I was like, how freaking dare you do this to me? I was like, do you know what's going on with her? It was like, because she literally is making me feel like I'm going to die. And she's like, oh, that's so interesting. And I was like, no, it's not so interesting. I was like, do you see these bruises on my throat? I was like, I had to put up so much makeup. I was like, these are from freaking spirit. Like, I don't know where these came from. I was like, and it's because of that person in there. And I was like, and it's her throat. She's like, oh, we'll give her a reading. Everybody's going to be so excited. And I was like, I'm not so excited. It's like, I don't want to give her a reading. I'm not in the right space. Like, I was prepared for a night out to be relaxed. I was like, this is so much stress. And the toll reading takes on your body is so insane. It's like, you can't just tell an athlete to go run a marathon. Like, there's prep work and training and a mind space you have to be in to where if I flip too quickly into medium mode, I will legitimately pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And anyway, she's like, well, just tell her and you don't have to give a reading. And so I told everybody, I was like, I'm not going to give a reading. And they were all upset because they're like, well, we'll pay you. And I was like, I don't want money. Like, I wanted friends.
Right.
And I was like, I walked in the room and you all were like, oh, there's a medium. I was like, nobody went, oh, hey, there's Birdie. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a girl who's interested in this, this, and this, and she's working towards a career in this, this, and this. And like, none of you cared about my personal life. You just cared that I could be this conduit mm-hmm. to something you wanted. It's like nobody, everybody in my life who I had come out to had just started seeing me as a tool. And it felt freaking horrible. And I didn't even realize that the medium who gave me a reading that I shared over here until I played it back for you all, that she's like, you're gonna see your friends like start using you and you're gonna have to charge for it to have value. And she was so right. Like, I was totally being used, and I lost so many friends because I had stopped reading them, and they're like, what the heck? This is not fair. And it's like, but I want you to be my friend because right. you like me, Birdie. I don't want you to be my friend because you like me, the medium.
Right, you're not a trick pony. Like, it's not a sideshow act. It's not like something that you can take advantage of.
And it's serious. These are real spirits. Like, these are real other people on the other side. And like, one of my friends also tried to do this to me. They tried to get me to go to this like incredibly haunted graveyard with some really, really dark stuff rumored to be there. And we were on our way, and when I found out, I was like, turn the fuck around. Like, I did not agree to go to a place like this.
Right.
Like, I am not consenting. And like, it was so freaking frustrating to have this happen because it felt like middle school all over again, except in middle school when they were all like, ew, you're a witch, and nobody wanted to talk to me. Here it was like, oh my god, you're a medium. I want to have everything of yours. Like, it was awful. And I found myself again with like people who just like didn't care about me. And it was really sad because like I would be like, hey, how's your day? And they would tell me all the things about their day. And then they'd be like, and how's this person who I had channeled before? And it's like, oh, well, actually, this really exciting thing happened in my life and I wanted to talk about that. And they're like, oh, well, we can talk about that another time. Have you heard from so-and-so lately? Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? No, but this really cool thing happened to me today. And it's like, oh, well, anyways, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
And my heart was broken. And I decided I don't want to be a medium anymore. Does this sound familiar? Can you guys get the trend? I'm sure you got the trend if you guys watched the second trailer I posted where I'm like, I don't want this. I'm so dramatic. But yeah, it's I posted that clip. And if you haven't seen it, go over to our YouTube channel where you can watch me pitifully like sob to Robert. But there's this love-hate relationship with it. Because now that I have it, I wouldn't want to not have it. Mm-hmm. Because now that I know all the creepy things that are around us, of course I want to know they're there. Mm-hmm. Like, if I didn't have it anymore, I would be very scared.
Take a time.
But if I didn't have it already, I wouldn't want it. There have been times where I've been sick and I will open my eyes and there was something crawling across our ceiling. It was this like boy, he was blonde and he just like looked down from me and he was on the ceiling and I'm like, I'm too sick to even care that there's something on our ceiling.
Nope.
Like, there's times when I don't want it. And, you know, when the weight of the world has been so heightened lately, I got like 4 really good days where I had 0 spirit communication. And that's like a really long stint for me. So I was like, oh, it's so peaceful. And then all of a sudden there was like 12 in our room. And I'm like, no. But I mean, it's like, It's difficult. It's difficult to deal with. It's almost like another chronic illness, except I don't love any of those. I guess I don't love mediumship. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
You accept it. I mean, it's kind of like a more of a tolerance than a love hate thing. I don't know. That's hard to, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's just, it's more of you've accepted that it's there.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. No, there is a love hate. And I think hopefully our season is showing that there is this like love hate with it, because on one aspect, it's incredibly fascinating. But on the other, I think there's just so much of me that like craves being like normal and loved for who I am, even if I wasn't a medium.
I love you for who you are.
I know. Thank you. You're the only one. I think at first it just stems from this like curiosity people have about me. And I even get this on some comments like on YouTube. It's like, you are such a weirdo. I would love to dissect your brain. And it's like, that makes me feel so bad.
Please don't say that. It's so like, creepy.
It makes me so sad when I see stuff like that, because it's like, I'd rather see, you're such a weirdo. I'm a weirdo too. We'd be great friends. And I'm like, yeah. Versus like, I want to put you in a lab and study you. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird thing. I guess I should take it as a compliment that people think it's interesting. But I think what people don't realize, and I think one of the hardest things for me to deal with, and that I've seen other mediums mention them struggle with, is asserting not to be looked at as a person anymore. And I don't think that happens in any other profession. I mean, maybe it does. Yeah, you know what? Maybe like doctors and stuff. Everybody's like, hey, doc, look at this weird growth. Like, you know, I don't know. Does that happen to doctors? If you're a doctor, please tell me. But do you know? Or, okay. Or like people in a profession like, you know, IT or something. Like people will be like, oh, this is what you do for your career? Well, let me tell you about my 20 computer problems. And then all you are is the IT guy, or all you are is the IT girl, or all you are is the doctor, or whatever. And it's, I think it's something we have a problem with as people, to like remember that people are there for other reasons besides your own personal gain.
Yep.
But anyways, that's the story for today. That's when I decided I was going back in the medium closet, and then I actually started a paranormal blog. And before Spirit Diaries existed, I started blogging all of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my way of giving back to Spirit, because I was like, I am not going to read anymore, but I'll start a blog. And that lasted for like a year until I stopped doing the blog and quit altogether. And then this podcast was born, because they were very mad. But I like this better, because I can sit here and rant for 40 minutes and it's nice.
And your fingers don't hurt afterwards.
Yeah. And I don't have to spell check.
It's true.
So I hope you enjoyed this story, and thank you all for listening to the Spirit Diaries. You guys make me feel better about all of these experiences, and make me feel like there's people who get it and people who understand. And maybe if you were somebody who was like, I've done that to someone before, maybe I could show like a different side of it. Or if you have a medium friend or a child, or you are a medium, hopefully you can relate to this on some level and know that we're still people too, and mediumship is only a part of my life. Like, there's so much more to me than just mediumship, and I think sometimes it's easy to forget that.
It's very true.
Well, thanks for listening to the Spirit Diaries. Thank you.